Send me. Isaiah responds to the divine call in the Haftarah for Yitro, following the practice of Sephardim, Isaiah chapter 6. Welcome to The Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbeck, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
In the year that King Uzziah died, I beheld my Lord seated on the high and lofty throne, and the skirts of God's robe filled the temple. Seraphim stood in attendance on God. Each of them had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his legs, and with two he would fly. And one would call to the other, Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzevaot, Melo, Kol Haaretz, Kevodo. Holy, 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 Adonai Tzevaot, God's presence fills all the earth. The doorposts would shake at the sound of the one who called, and the house kept filling with smoke. I cried, Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of impure lips, and I live among a people of impure lips. Yet my own eyes have beheld Sovereign Adonai Tzevaot. Then one of the seraphim flew over to me with a live coal, which he had taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. He touched it to my lips and declared, Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt shall depart and your sin be purged away. Then I heard the voice of my Lord saying, Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? And I said, Here am I, send me. And God said, Go, say to that people, Hear indeed, but do not understand. See indeed, but do not grasp. Dull that people's mind, stop its ears and seal its eyes, lest seeing with its eyes and hearing with its ears, it also grasp with its mind and repent and save itself. I asked, How long, my Lord? And God replied, Till towns lie waste without inhabitants, and houses without people, and the ground lies waste and desolate. For Adonai will banish the population, and deserted sites are many in the midst of the land. But while a tenth part yet remains in it, it shall repent. It shall be ravaged like the terebinth and the oak, of which stumps are left even when they are felled. Its stump shall be a holy seed.
You've been listening to The Voice of the Prophet from the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Shabbat Shalom, and thanks for listening.